She's the boss. Boss Radio Network.
Hey guys, it's your girl Sharon, aka The Listener, where your voices will be heard and not ignored. You are listening to Sharon's Neighborhood Chat on She's the Boss Radio. Testing. Huh? What? Oh, you're like, turn in the mics. Okay.
I'm ready.
Okay. I don't hear no music. It's too quiet. Good afternoon. Welcome to She's the Boss Radio Network. 24 hours, 7 days a week. Focus on topics to build, strengthen, and inspire, as well as motivate men, women, and the youth from their home to the conference room and around our community. I am your host, Sharon, a.k.a. The Listener, where your voices will be heard and not ignored. And I am here with my co-host.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Michael G, Mike G's Insurance Group. What's up?
He's just cracking up laughing for some godly reason.
Oh, man.
We welcome you, and we want you to be a part of our show. We invite you to be a part of our show by calling 443-272-5922. Again, 443-272-5922. Join us on shesthebossradio.com. Meet us in the V Lounge. Listen to us on tunein.com, Google, Alexa, series by saying play She's the Boss Radio. And Shoutcast. You are listening to WSTBRN, She's the Boss Radio Network. We are going to talk about our topic today. Will be relationships a two-way street. Some of us think so, and some of us don't. But we'll get back to that. So, how was your week? Big G?
My week was good, pretty good. Kind of replaced it all. Business going well, practice going well. I got a virtual watch party for my DC Score soccer team.
So what is that? A virtual what?
Virtual watch party. That means that we're going to be inside the library and we're going to be watching our performance and other schools' performances.
Oh,
and it's going to be like a little watch party, like, you know, pizza.
Are y'all going to get tips from other other teams, or y'all just watching other teams play and yourself?
No, it's our poetry slam, our performances. So we perform at other teams, did that poetry slam performance. So we're going to watch ours, watch other schools, have some pizza, some chips, some juice, snacks.
Cool.
So they're going to send me the link. And I haven't been posted on social media, but I might do post that on social media.
You need to post that because other people might want to watch.
Yeah, I am. I'm going to post it.
That's cool.
Yeah, so that's this Tuesday coming up. So I won't be able to do my show.
Okay.
Yep. How was your week?
My week was good. I'm so glad it's Friday, though.
So glad it's Friday. It's Saturday.
Saturday. See, I only know what day it is.
Man, yeah.
But I had a good week. It was okay.
That's good.
I didn't work too hard. It was good.
It
was awesome. We can jump into do you think relationships is a two-way street? And
relationships is a two-way street.
Mm-hmm. And not necessarily romantic relationships. I'm talking about any kind of relationship, work relationship, family relationships, all kind of relationships, any kind of relationships. They are a two-way street. I had a young lady come to me and she was having some issues at work and at home. And I'm like, well, you know, it's a two-way street. It's give and take, right? Everything can't be your way or no way or the highway, right? So I was like, well, I'm going to talk about this because maybe other people was going through the same thing, you know, trying to find their way, but everything's got to be their way and they're not going to compromise or see the other person's point of view. So I thought we'd talk about that on the show today.
Got it.
Easy enough.
That's fine with me.
It's good. I mean, we all want, you know, friendships and we all want relationships in life. And we want love and we want to be loved, right? And sometimes being in a relationship, any type of relationship or being in love can be a little tricky, especially when you don't know what it is to be loved or receive love or be in a relationship. Or you never had a job where you're not the manager and you have a manager telling you, you know, I want you to do it this way and you're used to doing it this way and there's no compromising. So in every relationship, there has to be some kind of compromise.
And boundaries, just like last week, right?
And boundaries, okay.
So they all connect with each other.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You have to have some type of control, whether or not we are accomplishing it. It's got to be some kind of control in a situation, right? The situation has to be controlled. You can't just, you know, allow yourself to be so aggravated in a situation where you can't see the other person's point of view. And that's even in a romantic relationship. I mean, you can't be in a relationship with someone and it's all about you and not about them. It's about both parties coming to some kind of mutual agreement. It shouldn't be that hard. Any good dancer knows it takes two people to tango, right? You can't tango by yourself.
Right.
It takes two people to tango. And that's life. It takes two people to make a relationship. You can't really be in a relationship all by yourself because you would drive yourself crazy just talking to yourself all day. Right? So what are your takes
on?
Go ahead.
Why would you move forward if you're in a relationship and that person don't give you the time or day and it's about time for you to move on or, you know, just get out of that relationship?
I mean,
if you start talking to yourself, that means you need to lay down in that little chair and
right.
have a conversation.
Exactly. What was your question? I think that if you're going to make it in a relationship, what was the question?
Why stay in that relationship? If you don't get that
I think
connection that
sometimes you do need to get out of a relationship, but I think it's all about communication. If you just communicate with your partner, I feel like I do this more than you, or I feel like I'm more into this relationship than you are. You're not showing me any affection and stuff. Maybe that's all it takes is communicating, because maybe that other person just assume that you see things their way. Oh, you know I love you, but you don't show it.
So first, have a conversation first.
I think you need to have a conversation first and not just say, well, I'm through with this relationship. I'm done with it. I don't want to be in it. Because you can still love that person, be in love with that person, but still feel like you've been not taken advantage of, but you feel like I'm giving my all in this relationship and this person isn't. Is he into me or is he not into me? You know, I think it needs to be some type of relationship in there.
So how that connects with employment?
If you're employed.
So you're giving your all into this job and you're not getting recognized, or you're getting overstepped on, or you've been doing XYZ for a certain amount of years. You apply for a position.
And you're getting turned down.
But to bring somebody else, change your direction, change your culture.
I think you probably need to have a conversation with your supervisor, because you want to know why. You know, why am I being looked over? Why didn't I get that position? And if you don't know why, you can't fix it. Or, you know, if you really like a job, why would you quit the job just because you feel that way without having a conversation on what went wrong, what can I do better? Because there might be a problem with you and you don't realize it. So now you've been looked over and you don't, your supervisor don't think that you are qualified to do the position or whatever like that. And I think they were coworkers. Your coworkers, this is a two-way street. You respect, you know, there's a respect exchange kind of thing. You have to exchange respect. If you don't respect me, I'm not going to respect you. And that's how everybody feels. Well, she talked to me any kind of way, so I can talk to her any kind of way. She don't tell me what to do. I mean, so it has to be some kind of respect and trust there, or there's not going to be a healthy relationship.
So what if you are an employee that have no flaws?
Everyone has flaws.
I'm talking about on the job. I mean, you're on time. You do what you're supposed to do. You complete assignments. You complete tasks. You take the initiative. Do what you're supposed to do.
Well,
then what?
Again, I think you need a conversation. And if there's no room to grow, I think you need to probably get another job. Because I feel like if you're in a job, if you can't grow in that job or move up in that job, you're going to still be doing the same job forever, probably getting the same pay. So I think you need to grow as a person, as an individual, and in your career. You need to step out. Even if it's stepping out of your comfort zone, you need to step out and find another job, something on a higher level than where you started from. You know,
so taking on challenges.
Yeah, taking on challenges.
Okay.
It's all about, life is made of challenges. You're gonna challenge yourself in life. People gonna challenge you. There's always gonna be challenges.
Okay. You
know, life is not easy. We want it to be easy, but it's not easy. It's hard. You
like
know?
Taking breaks, it's not easy for you.
Well, is that my clue?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, we're about to take a break then.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right. So I just laid Push that right on in there. You like that?
That was slick, huh?
We be back, everyone.
She's the boss. Boss. Radio Network.
Yeah, that's the sound of today's business community. It's a dog-eat-dog world, and only the strong survive. The challenge is navigating the ever-changing business environment to put your business in the forefront. So how does your business keep up with the changes? That's where She's the Boss Network comes in. She's the Boss Network is an internet media network that's been helping businesses like yours get the exposure that you're looking for at reasonable cost by way of radio and video. They'll help you stay successful by navigating change and seeing the big picture. After She's the Boss Network analyzes your business and marketing strategies, you'll start to see a media presence like you've never seen in your business before. And She's the Boss Network doesn't stop there. They use their findings to create a practical plan of action, a plan that will get your business from where you are to where you need to be. There you go. Lock those dogs up for good by giving She's the Boss Network a call at 866-494-5945, extension 101, or by checking their website at shesthebossradio.com. Again, that's 866-494-5945, extension 101, or shesthebossradio.com.
Hey, I'm Jenny James for Neatly Done Carpet Cleaner. You've probably been home a lot more. Maybe you have kids like me who spill all the time, and you've noticed that your carpet's not looking so good. Why don't you call Neatly Done Carpet Cleaner? They use a dry extraction service, so you won't have wet carpet all day long, and you can get back to doing the things you love with your family immediately. And it's a way to make your room healthier while improving your indoor air quality. You can do tile, slate, granite, ceramic, area rugs, and yes, they're pet friendly too. Why don't you get a free, no obligation estimate today? NeatlyDoneSanAntonio.com.
Hey guys, it's your girl Sharon, aka The Listener, where your voices will be heard and not ignored. You are listening to Sharon's Neighborhood Chat. Check us out every Saturday from 1 to 2 on She's the Boss Radio.
We're back. You listen to Sharon's Neighborhood Chat, and we're just talking about having a conversation on relationships being a two-way street. And I was just having a conversation with Mike. I do want to say, if we all are on the same, if we are all on our own independent missions of finding our friends, we'll miss out opportunity to find them. Being a friend, which is a necessary ingredient for thriving relationships in the first place. We all need friends. We all want friends. We don't want to be on an island all alone with no friends to talk to, nobody to hang out with. And sometimes, you know, we get in our own way. A friend, she's loud and nobody really wants to really be around her in all situations because they say, oh, here she going, she's all loud, she gonna do this. So you don't want to be put in the category of being somebody that's loud and cussing and don't know how to act around certain people, not certain people, but in a crowd, in a situation, like if you out to dinner and you just, you know, laying cool, and then this person coming all loud and just mess up the vibe. There's a two-way street to that, okay? It's a place to be loud, and it's a place to be, you know, just cool and mellow and just go with the flow. What do you think about that? I don't know if you have any friends like that, but I do.
I got quite a few people that act like that. I just do.
I mean,
that's who they are. I mean, but at the same time, they know their environment. They know where they're at. I mean,
mm-hmm.
They're out in public. I mean, they're still going to be them.
Right.
But if they're around family and friends, I mean, they're going to be there.
They're going to cut up and have fun.
You said independent friends?
Hmm?
What was the beginning of the
conversation? I said if we all...
No, the title was independence or independent?
If we are all on our own independent mission,
independent mission to find mm-hmm. friends?
To find our own friends. We're not going to just...
You shouldn't be trying to do that now, though, right?
No.
I mean, you develop relationships as...
And everybody you meet is not going to be your friend. Everybody is not meant to be your friend.
I mean, your friends is already established, right?
No, there are friends that's already established, you've known for a while. I'm talking about new friends, people that you just met. Just because you just meet a person don't mean that's your friend.
So that can be a networking person, that can be a business partner, that can be an associate.
Mm-hmm. So you just gotta, it's a two-way street. So, like, if you just meet a person for the first time, do you consider that as your friend without even knowing what type of person they are? Or is it just a person?
A friend?
Mm-hmm.
It's a person that's an acquaintance.
Yeah. And it's a difference between friends and acquaintances. But a lot of people, like my son, he has a lot of friends. But I tell him all the time, everybody is not your friend.
Man, your son's a grown man.
No, this was when he was growing up. This was when he was young. But I'm like, everybody is not your friend.
Everybody heard that conversation before. Everybody's not your friend.
They not. And people just, they have their own agenda. So friends, everybody's not your friend. People pretend to be your friend. Everybody's not your friend.
But when you're young, that's what they are. That's my friend. That's my friend.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't
true.
Know the word associate. You're like, nah, that's my friend.
Yeah, until...
You play games together? Yeah, that's my friend.
Until they start backstabbing you and stuff like that. I'm like, that's not your friend. I told you that wasn't your friend.
Okay.
I choose my friends. I mean, I like meeting people and talking to people. And I guess when you first meet a person, you already know whether you're going to kind of like that person or whether you're to connect. You know, some people you just meet, you're like, I'm not feeling that person. Right? Or you don't have friends like that. Everybody you meet, you like.
I just had a conversation with people.
I'd be like, after having a conversation, I can tell whether I like you or not.
So you're judging now.
When it comes to letting people into my circle, yes. I just don't want just anybody in my circle. I just don't, if it's a bad vibe.
So you are judging to see, or you are examining that person to see if they can be in your circle.
You can kind of like feel if that person, you know, is if y'all compatible or not. I mean, sometimes you have to get to know the person first before you judge the person.
So is your circle, like there's a circle of friends or sisterhood or brotherhood mm-hmm. or a bond that you had. So
mm-hmm.
isn't that already established?
That's already established. I'm talking about when you're letting new people in.
So you're gonna let new people into your circle?
I don't want to.
But that circle's already closed, though, so...
No, I mean, you let people into your circle. That's how your circle get bigger. But you just don't let anybody in your circle.
So this can be a new circle.
It can be the old circle.
The old circle.
But you just got to be guarded of who you let in that circle. Because that one person can upset the whole circle, you know. You know what I'm saying?
That one person.
That one person can cause chaos among everybody. So you just got to be cautious of who you let in your circle.
Okay.
I mean, you can have associates. You can have people that you know. You can call it, but in your circle, you know these are your friends. You can call them whenever you need something, or they can call you. It's already established. Then you got this new person seemed like a nice person, but I don't want to let them in yet. I want to just make sure they the right type of person that I want in my circle.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you can't let everybody in your circle. You can't let everybody in.
Because I have a circle, and that circle's closed.
Okay, well, that's good.
So, it's like...
So, then the next set of people would be a different type of circle.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, I have a business circle.
I won't share things with this circle that I share with them.
Right, and that's why I don't want to let just anybody into my circle. But you're right. I do have, like, a circle, like, my business people, you know, friends is in business, and then my friends that I grew up with, and they probably not necessarily going to be in that business group, but they'll be in my friendship group. You know, it's like different little groups, but I can combine them together, and I know that they'll all get along together.
Because of you, because of your personality, who you are, right? Because you the link, you the glue.
That's, I'm the link and I'm the glue.
That's connecting to this circle and that circle.
Yes.
So you have some type of connection with
together. Yes.
All parties.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes. That's a good way to put it. So yeah, I want my group to get along. We can do things together, even though they're all maybe in a separate category on a different level, but they can all relate to each other on the same level at some point. See what I'm saying?
I'm with you.
That's what I say.
I'm with you.
Friendships and relationships, they, you know, it is a give or take a little bit, you know. You got to give, you got to take. Everybody's not going to agree on everything. Everybody's not going to see your point of view. Everybody's not going to see my point of view. And I'm okay with that, because I might think one way, and I listening to the way you say it or how you express it, I might be like, you got something going on there. Maybe I need to reevaluate how I feel about this situation. You know, because I'm open for change. How I feel and how I think is not written in concrete.
Right.
You know. Okay. So, you know, I can be persuaded through the other side. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to always be right. I'm not going to always be wrong. But I'm not going to always be right.
You're not going to always be wrong.
I'm not going to always be wrong.
Right.
And I have some people who, they beat me down. I'm trying to tell them something. They, no. I'm like, yes, let me tell you. I'm telling you the truth. And then they get to think, they say, oh, you know, so you was right. I'm like, I know I was right. You just got to listen to me. Okay. I don't know everything, but I know a little bit about something.
Right. So, I have a question for you.
Okay.
I want to ask that question when we come back. Can I do that?
Yes.
Okay.
We are going to break, so come back so we can listen to what
it's got a simple question.
Mike has to ask me. Should I be scared?
Oh, what? And we'll be back, everyone.
She's the boss radio network.
Bored with the traditional wedding, birthday, or special occasion celebrations? Do you feel like you just don't want all of the pressure of coordinating your own event? Do your friends all seem to become professional event planners for your memorable moments? Are you thinking of getting engaged and want a romantic way of doing it? Let us design it for you. Pictures are worth 1,000 words. Let our photographers help you to make a statement. Want to make an impression with a beautiful arrangement? Speak with our floral designers. Zeal Enterprises, an all-inclusive event management company that provides complete consulting and coordinating services for weddings, anniversaries, reunions, theme and birthday parties, festivals, conventions, and conferences. Our team of professionals are excited to work with you. Call today, 866-494-5945. or go online to www.zealbnr.com to begin designing your event. Remember, in everything you do, do it with zeal.
Beauty's in the eye. We complicate things when all along it's just perfect as it is. Beauty is from within. It's how you feel, not as how others see you. Skincare shouldn't be complicated. She's the Boss believes skincare should be nurturing, easy to use, smell delicious, feel refreshing, and look incredible. She's the Boss Cosmetics and Skincare brings you our botanical-based skincare line that's gentle, uncomplicated, and extremely effective for men, women, and youth. Feel confident and radiate a power glow that flows from the inside out. Exude an assurance that extends from the home into the conference room. Visit us at www.she's-the-boss.com or call us at 866-494-5945 to get yours today.
Hey guys, it's your girl Sharon, a.k.a. The Listener, where your voices will be heard and not ignored. You are listening to Sharon's Neighborhood Chat. Check us out every Saturday from 1 to 2 on She's the Boss Radio.
We're back. You are listening to Sharon's Neighborhood Chat. So, Mike had a question.
Yeah, my question is, you have a friend that's in one of your circles that just don't listen at all. Great personality. You can call on that person. They're there for you. Just don't listen.
It's mean don't listen.
Just don't listen.
Don't listen.
Don't do what. No, just gonna do what they want to do. Just give them advice. They come back. Yeah, you know, I messed up. Yeah, blah. Y'all should have listened. Really keep on continuing to do it. So you're going to continue to, you're going to keep that person in your circle, or you're going to disown that person? Not necessarily
disown them, but
are you going to distance yourself on that person?
Right. It's probably just how that person is. That's how that person's personality is.
Oh, okay.
But you're still friends.
Nah, he in your circle, though. He or she in your circle.
Is it in your friend circle? Or your business circle?
It's a friend circle.
They're still going to be your friend. You know, they don't listen. You just, when you're talking, you just say, oh, he don't listen. He going to do what he want to do. But that doesn't mean that you don't have to, you know, give him some words of advice. He can take it if you want or if not.
Well, y'all talking, man, I don't want to hear that, man. You always talking that crap to me.
Say, okay, you on yourself. You on your own. What happens, what happens. Keep it moving.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, you can't make everybody listen. Some people just gonna do their own thing.
But that's your friend, though. That's
okay.
Okay.
All your friends are not gonna think the way you think all the time. Or, you know, you're gonna have some of those friends. You're gonna be like, well, you asked me. I told you. It is what it is.
Okay.
I think the key is, the key would be mindset. Shift your mindset from I to we in a relationship. It's not all about I. And that's probably with your friend. They don't want to listen because I want to do it. And you're like, well, just think about the big picture.
No, it's not my friend.
I'm not saying your friend. I don't know. Yeah. I'm just saying.
So I got switched to I to we.
Or, I mean, when you're in a relationship, it's about we, not just I. Even though I want it to be about me, but I'm being selfish, so I have to make it about us, so I can be selfish. So, right. It can't be all about me in a relationship. I have to let the other person in so it'll be about us. Right? Us.
So you're talking about like relationship, like
in a romantic relationship. Like or any kind. It can't be your relationship can't be about me all by myself. So, everything is about me.
So you can you have a I relationship, I mindset in a working atmosphere?
No, because you can't do it all by yourself. you're going to need somebody else in that relationship. It can't be all about you when you're working on something or you're trying to come up with an idea. You need another person to, you know, collaborate with, to jump stuff, you know. Hey, how about this? And somebody said, no, let's do it this way. But let's do it this way. You can't do it all by yourself because it'll be like you're on a project and that project is all about you. You don't have any insight or and you don't see the how other people is going to see it. You just see how you see it. You know, everybody's not going to like what I see.
So you collaborating in your field, doing the work day, whatever, and y'all come up with a plan and you present this plan.
And that's a team.
That's a team, right?
That's a team. It's not an I team. It's a we team.
So should that team be able to mingle outside of work?
The team? Yeah, why not? All right. I mean, sure, want to play too.
But what if that person like, hey, you know, I'm team members at work, but off
that's
work.
That's fine.
Oh, okay.
That's fine. All right. That's fine. I'm cool with that.
Okay.
Everybody don't want to hang out with you.
Okay.
People at work. Some people want to hang out. Some people don't. People like, okay, this is work. I don't want to mix work with pleasure. Some people think that.
Okay.
So, I wouldn't get mad over that. I'm like, okay, I'll see you tomorrow at work.
See you tomorrow at work.
See you tomorrow at work.
All right. I mean, I'm just asking questions because
that's a good question.
This is your expertise right here.
I'm not no expert.
Well, this is your field right here, so
we're just having a conversation.
Yeah, I'm saying, asking questions.
Those are good questions. Very good questions.
Okay.
So yeah, you don't have to mingle at work. You don't have to mingle, but when you're in a relationship. So let me ask you. If you're in a relationship, you're at work, you have a relationship with somebody at work, okay, at work, a romantic relationship and a work relationship, how do you think you should bring that two together, or do you keep that separate?
Keep that separate, don't you think?
I mean, you know, you should, but are you, like, if the office is going to a Christmas party and nobody knows y'all seeing each other, how do you keep that a secret?
Oh, I ain't going to the Christmas party. That's all that right
there.
You
gonna say you wouldn't go?
Yeah, I haven't seen me at a Christmas party or an event that's given by the office, so nah. I wouldn't go.
Would you not go because you don't want to go? Or no, would you not go because you're seeing that person and you don't want nobody to know?
No, I don't go to Christmas parties or parties like that, so I just wouldn't go.
Okay. All right. Now, if you did go to a Christmas party, would that play a role?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm. Everybody don't need to know what's going on. That's not...
Not for everybody
business.
To know.
Yeah, it's none of their business.
Right.
People gonna ask. I mean, I know you and Jane are X, Y, and Z. I'm like, no, not. So, stop. I mean,
because
I appreciate it if you don't, you know. Put,
see, that's real serious, and I don't think it's that serious. I'd be like, they'd be like, are you and seeing each other? That's none of your business, and you keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because people are going to think what they think. If they think that you're having an affair with somebody, they're going to think it. And they're going to tell somebody else. So they're not going to be the only person who think.
Well, they're going to think even more when it is actually, oh, none of my business. Excuse me.
Because
so they're going to go over to the side. Girl, I just asked Sharon and she said, none of my business. So there must be something going on.
And you were right, because that's how we roll like
don't
that.
No matter who it is, it was going to go right over there. So that's me. Oh,
I'm like, what do you think? Do you think we have an affair or do you don't? I mean, you know, it's not none of their business, so I play with it. I don't be like, well, I appreciate if you don't spread it. It's nothing to spread. Unless you have a job where you can't be involved with, you know, employees or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, you got some company that signed a contract. You have to sign a contract. But, you know, sometimes that contract is broken, so.
Right. I mean, especially if you're working close with somebody all the time, every day. You know, things
when you get tired, can you get tired of a person if you work with that person on a regular basis? So, are y'all living together or y'all just work together and you see each other after work? I don't know.
I would think that.
Will you need a break?
It depends on your relationship. You might enjoy being around each other all the time.
No, but I need a break.
For me, nah. I'm with you. I need a break. Mm-mm. I'm not a type of person that I need somebody with me 24/7. I mean, if we work together, okay, we work together. When we get home, sometimes I want to have my little space.
I would need a break. I'll tell you something.
I'm like, I'm going to get my hair done.
I'm playing the game. You know what? Yeah, I'm playing the game. Okay. Straight turn off. Bam.
Right. I would need a break sometime. I don't know how people do that. They work all day together and then come home and be together all day. I think that's too much, don't you? I don't know. I guess it depends on the relationship. But I think that would be like...
That's a lot right there.
Too much.
Somebody doing something.
I don't know. I think that it's important to have your own space. And your relationship is a two-way street. And I think having your own space is kind of like a part of it. You have your space, I have my space. And then we come together and we enjoy our space together. Leading two people, not just one person, in other words. It's not enough for us to be vulnerable with our friends, but we need to give our friends the opportunity to be vulnerable with us. And that sometimes is giving each other space. Being in a safe place and being a good listener.
You said be vulnerable in the same place?
No, being vulnerable. You want to be vulnerable to that person. That person, you should give that person an opportunity to be vulnerable so they can come and be able to tell you or say whatever to you without being where they feel like you don't listen to them. And I think that when you have that type of relationship, you can have your own space and they can have their own space. You know, they can go out and you can go out and then you come together as one and enjoy space together.
So that's being vulnerable.
I'm vulnerable. I want to tell you what's going on with me and without me feeling like I'm being judged. But I'm telling you my deepest, how I really, really feel. And then I want you to be able to come to me and say, Sharon, this is how I feel. This is what I'm going through. And know that I am not going to judge you. Vulnerable. I'm vulnerable.
Yeah, I'm crying. I'm just trying to make the connection with the word and
vulnerable.
What you are saying. That's all.
Being vulnerable. Okay, I can come to you and I say, this is how I feel. I need some space alone from you. We work together all the day,
that's,
all the time.
That's being honest, right?
But it's being vulnerable, too, because you're telling this person really how you really feel without trying to hurt their feelings. Because some people are like, so you don't want to spend any time with me, you don't love me. But if I'm vulnerable, I'm like, honey, I love you, but I just need some time to be by myself. We work all the time, we come home all the time together. Can we just have our like certain days where we just go our separate way? I do this and you do this, and not so much we do everything together. And I want to be able to say that to you without your feelings being hurt. So, but if I feel like your feelings is going to be hurt, I might hold back a little bit and not say, I need some time away from you a little bit because I don't want to hurt your feelings. I'm not really going to say that. But then I'm being resentful because I want my space, but I don't know how to tell you that I want my space. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Well, you're going to elaborate on more.
Without you being mad.
You're going to share more thoughts on that more because I'm still trying to connect. So
when okay, we're going to connect the dots when we come back from break.
Yeah. Vulnerable. All right.
Vulnerable.
She's the boss. Boss. Radio Network.
Hey guys, it's your girl Sharon, aka The Listener, where your voices will be heard and not ignored. You are listening to Sharon's Neighborhood Chat. Check us out every Saturday from 1 to 2 on She's the Boss, She's the Boss Radio.
We're back and you're listening to Sharon's Neighborhood Chat. And I was about to break it down for Mike. But
yeah, because I just Googled vulnerable. Susceptible to physical or emotional attack or harm.
Right. So I want to be vulnerable. I want you to see how I feel, how, why I want to have some more space between us.
So
vulnerable, emotionally, like emotional.
Being attacked and harmed because we spend too much time together.
No, in my mind, it's like I want to be vulnerable. I want you to see me. I want you to see my tears. I want you to see how I feel. I don't always want to be with you all the time.
Why I want to see you cry for?
It's so crazy. This is what, you know, I know a lot of people go through. You see them together all the time. You see the man holding the lady purse and stuff like that, and they go into the dressing room, and the man sitting in front of the dressing room waiting for the woman to come out. See, I see it all the time. So if I'm being vulnerable, I'm pouring out my heart. I'm saying, I love you. But I don't want to spend all my time with you. I need my own space. And then I want you to be vulnerable and tell me, why do we have to spend so much time together? Why can't I have my own time? Why can't I have my own peace? I'm being vulnerable. Don't you see me crying? Don't you see my tears? Don't you see how I feel? I don't want to be with you all the time.
So you would come out and say it just like that.
No, I would do it a little bit differently. So what if that
person like, oh, wow, okay, all right, so I'm going to give you.
I wouldn't say it like
so
that.
So I'm going to give you your space.
And some people might say, I'm going to give you your space. You just go on about your business and let's just
We're not going to say it in that type of tone. The person going to say,
but
okay.
I'm just saying, no worries. My heart is saying
I'm going to give you your space.
And I'm going to say thank you.
Okay, so you don't hear from this person for about a good week or two.
Okay. I need my peace.
But you said that I love you.
Just because I love you don't mean that I want to spend all my time with you.
So you're going to be okay that you and him with this person like in 2 weeks?
I'll be okay in 2 weeks. Trust and believe.
All right.
I am okay with being by myself for 2 weeks.
No, but you're in love with this person.
I do love you. I do love the person. I'm in love with him. We go to work. We see each other at work. We come home. If we live together.
He went to a different apartment, so you don't see him at all.
I don't see him at all. Then I have my space. If we don't live together, you got your own space and I got my own apartment.
But he just agreeing and just doing what you wanted. You wanted space.
I want space. I want to be able to do something by myself. Okay. But if I had my own apartment, you have your own apartment.
Y'all got your own.
When I get home from work, I go home.
Yeah, y'all have your own place.
I'm good with that.
So a month goes by, no connection, no nothing.
Then maybe we weren't in no relationship.
No, but you initiated though. Like he was fine with it.
But I was talking on the way that we live together, we work together, and we live together. If we live together, I don't want to spend so much time with you. If I got to go to work, then I got to come home and look at you.
Okay, so he moved to a different apartment. He come home.
Because if you got your own apartment, I got my own apartment.
Nah, y'all staying together, so. He moved to a different apartment and he changed his work hours.
Okay.
So y'all basically just don't see each other.
Then I would want to see. I would want to spend more time with you if I don't see you. But if I see you all the time, I want my own space. But if I don't see you, I want to spend as much time if I can't with you. See what I'm saying? You go home, I go home. I don't see you after work at all. And I don't talk to you. But we in a relationship. I want to spend some time with you.
So I'm saying, but we're talking about living together, right? So,
but if we live together, I don't want to spend so much time.
Right. So I'm saying that he moved to another apartment. He changed his work hours. Y'all don't see each other.
Okay.
Y'all bump. Y'all speak. Hey, what's up? What's up? Good morning. Blah, this and that. That's it.
No. But if I love you and I said I needed more space and he moved. He said, okay, I'm going to get my own apartment and you stay where you're at and we'll come together. So because you in your own apartment and I'm in my own and I'm by myself most of the time, we're not going to see each other. I'm going to want to see you more.
No, we're going to stick with y'all live together.
If we live together, then what's the other apartment?
No, we're not talking about the other apartment. We're talking about y'all
live together. Okay, we live together. I don't want to spend so much time with you if I got to go to work with you.
And he abide by that. So now y'all don't see each other at all.
But
what's next?
If we don't see each other at all, then we ain't got no relationship.
But you initiated it, though.
No, I'm telling you, I want some time alone. I didn't say I want a month all by myself.
No, but y'all still living together, though.
But if we still live together, we still going to see each other every day,
and
right?
He giving you your space.
Right. My space is I'm going to get my hair done. I'm going to get my nails done. I'm going to do this. I don't want you going with me everywhere.
But you want him to go with you, though.
I don't want him to go with me everywhere. I don't want him sitting next to me while I'm getting my nails done.
Oh, sure. Hold on.
I don't, if I live with you and I work with you, I don't want to spend every moment of my life with you.
Why not?
That's what I'm saying. I want to be able to go and do something by myself.
Okay, you're going to be able to do that.
For the day.
You're going to be able to do
that.
I'm good. Okay.
As long as we accomplish that, and you can go out and do what you want to do,
right.
You know, on a certain day or whatever. Because I feel like...
You had that conversation with him.
Right.
So I just need my space. So he took that and like...
I want to go out with my girls sometime.
I'm going to give you your space.
I want to go out with my girls. And you can go out with your guys. One day a week or whatever.
So now y'all don't hang out. Y'all don't.
We
do
hang out. One day is not hanging out.
Y'all don't do anything because you gave.
Why we don't do anything?
Because you say I'm just giving.
I said I don't want to spend all my time with you all the time.
I want my space. Those are your words.
Well, if the guy feel like that,
I'm gonna stop.
And if I can't go get my nails done and my hair done and go be with my girls. If you can't accept that and you want to be with me every day of the time, then the relationship is not going to work.
No, I'm not saying that person want to be with you. I'm just going off what you stated.
What was that?
I need my space.
I do.
Those some powerful words.
I need some space.
Okay, and he's giving you space. And y'all don't hang out like y'all should.
Why?
Because you say I need my space.
We can hang
y'all
out.
Y'all might have breakfast.
We can hang out a lot, but on certain days, let me do me.
I mean, he gonna let you do. He is. He's letting you do you now.
Some guys don't let you do you. Sue, you left out.
That's been controlling then.
That's controlling. But some guys is like that. Cause I see it all the time, walking down the street, the man holding the woman purse.
I don't know about
okay,
that.
Okay, you trying on clothes and a man sitting outside waiting on you to come out. Everywhere you go, he go. You ain't got to go everywhere I go.
I mean, a man can stand outside and watch the lady try on a dress and they can't see, like,
sometimes,
that little shop.
Sometimes, but not all the time.
Okay, the only connection y'all have right now is y'all might have dinner once every blue moon. Y'all don't go to movies. Y'all don't go out. Y'all don't do anything.
I want to go to movies. I want to go to...
Yeah, but you don't want to do that, though. You ask her, just, nah, I'm cool. I'm chill. I'm just going to sit here and relax.
Okay, I was like, okay, well, I know how to go out by myself.
Okay, all right. Then eventually that relationship is going to deteriorate. Then it's going to be what?
Because there's no communication. There's no give and take in a relationship. That's why relationships is a two-way street.
So you just took from the relationship by saying to that man,
but
I need my space.
I'm just
I'm stop messing with you. I'm just saying, I'm just going on what you were saying.
No. I'm just saying,
I need my space.
I can't
keep seeing you every day all the time.
My space. Every day. I want to go out with my girlfriends. Mm. But we are we're about to end this conversation.
Yeah, because I was going to get into it.
No, you wasn't.
Yeah, I had.
We just was going to go back and forth.
I was going to win.
No, you wasn't. You was not going to win.
I had you on the
but
ropes.
But you know something? I'm a person to give or take. I will let you win. So we will see you next week. Same time, same place.
Have a blessed weekend, everyone.
Bye.
She's the boss. Boss. Radio Network.
Hey guys, it's your girl Sharon, aka The Listener, where your voices will be heard and not ignored. You are listening to Sharon's Neighborhood Chat. Check us out every Saturday from 1 to 2 on She's the Boss Radio.